This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Crown you king.
Today's the day to keep the blues away.
Whoa. Let's be happy, boys. What you say?
Na, 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 na.
Say you started that all time all that rhythm burning up with heat. Make a pay.
Na.
Keep up today. Swing out, Uncle Wilson.
Well, for the first time in many years, we feature the Three Peppers. It was a trio, a piano trio, same instrumentation as the King Cole trio, a piano, a guitar, and a string bass. Only their sound, due to the playing of the guitar player Bob Bell, sounded a lot more like the Cats and the Fiddle or the early Ink Spots. That's a record on the Variety label from May of 1937, Swing Out, Uncle Wilson. And it gets us started on yet another edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. For the next 5 hours, nothing but vintage black recordings. We hope that you can stay awake, stay tuned with us. Our opening set belongs to Joe Williams. This is Joe Williams, not with Count Basie in the band, the early years when he was the vocalist with Red Saunders in his combo in Chicago.
Stop, pretty baby, stop. Stop, pretty baby, stop. Stop, pretty baby, stop. 'Cause I wanna talk with thee. I wanna tell you pretty now, spot how good you look. Pretty baby, please stop. Your voice is like a nightingale singing in the night. The sweetest sound I ever heard, it fills me with delight. Stop, pretty baby, stop. 'Cause I wanna
heart with thee. I want to tell you, pretty baby, about how good you look to me. Pretty baby, please stop. Your laughter, it ripples like a gentle flowing brook. Your eyes are two lovely pools in a shady nook. Stop, pretty baby, stop. Cause I want to talk with thee. I want to tell you, pretty darling, about how good you look to me. Pretty baby, please stop. Listen with your pretty ears and I'll describe your hair. It crowns your lovely face like a halo hanging there. Stop, pretty baby, stop. Cause I wanna talk with thee. I wanna tell you, pretty nothing, but how could you look to me? Pretty baby, please stop. And now for the best of all, I'll talk about your charms. They arouse my mating call. I want you in my arms. Stop, pretty baby, stop. Cause I wanna talk with thee. I wanna tell you, pretty nothing, but how good you look to me. Pretty baby, please stop. I wanna tell you, pretty nothing, but how good you look to me.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do and it will make my heart break. Probably. Why I love you so, you don't try to understand or want to know.
There's Joe Williams along with Red Saunders and his combo. And the folks at Jasmine issued a Red Saunders. Let's see, does it have a date? Yeah, I guess it's been 4 years ago now. But that last one, you could hear all the snap, crackle, and pop. That was from the original 78 in my collection. And I guess it was sort of schmaltzy and all the boo-wah background vocal there that they didn't include it. There were 27 sides on the Red Saunders CD, and that was one that didn't make the cut. We listened to Stop Pretty Baby Stop on the OK label, April 1951, from that same session, Mistreating Woman Blues, and then the ballad side probably also on OK this couple years later, January of 1953. Joe Williams with Red Saunders and the band. It's our opening set this week on Blues Before Sunrise. As long as we're listening to early Joe Williams, I guess we're obligated to play some early Dinah Washington.
Forget that you were ever on my mind. Yes, should I worry about you, baby, or forget you were ever on my mind? I can get another man just as easy, and one that will treat me just as kind. Should I go out and look for you, baby, when I know you're forever gone? Should I look for you, baby, when I know you're forever gone? sun is rising, and I'm sitting on your back doorstep. Yes, I'm just a fugitive from slumber. Can't count 1 hour that I've slept. I'm just as blue as the Pacific, and I know my eyes are just as wet. Yes, I thought you loved me, baby, but I guess I didn't know the score. And I'd give a dozen daydreams to hold you in my arms once more. And if you ever need me, you'd find me waiting for you at your door.
Thank you.
stars Dana Washington on the Apollo label. Sort of ironic, the Apollo label was New York-based with Bess Berman, but these sessions all took place in Los Angeles. I think there were three separate sessions, but they were done on consecutive days in December of 1945. Group of West Coast musicians, but included their Lucky Thompson on tenor, Milt Jackson on the vibes, Charles Mingus on bass among the players. We had All or Nothing from December 1945, then Pacific Coast Blues featuring Milt Jackson, and then we wrapped it up with No Voot, No Boot from December of 1945. Dinah Washington on the Apollo label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's listen to a set of early recordings. We listened to early Joe Williams, early Dinah Washington. How about early Hot Lips Page? As I understand it, Lips at one point was a member of the Basie Band, and one of the Cap brothers who owned the record label convinced him that he could be the next Louis Armstrong, and so Lips left the band and became an individual artist, just a featured artist. And these are all sides from the beginning of his career. We'll start with this one, Feeling High and Happy.
Better slip into your evening clothes. There's a jam tonight at Joe's. Let's go. I'm feeling high and happy. I'll reserve a ringside seat for two. Nothing but the best will do. Let's go. I'm feeling high and happy. I understand they start jamming long by 12 o'clock. And they won't feel good until the neighborhood begins to rock. I just went and hawked for everything. When I do that so we can swing, you know. I'm feeling high and happy. To be at your beck and call. I'll never question if you demand. My very life will be at your command. That's just the way that I want to be at your beck and call. Doesn't matter if you're far away, distance means nothing to me. You could be gone for a year and a day, but if you call at your side, I will be. I'll offer you everything that I own.
If I were king, I would give you my throne, my heart, my soul, and my everything is at your beck and call. Town of old Hamlin, the mice were scrambling around each heel and toe. Why, people couldn't cross the street. Mice were underneath their feet. Till the mayor slyly found the strangest guy with a plan that was complete. For the Pied Piper, the swingster of Hamlin, he knew how to make the music go round. When he blew root toot 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 toot, a million mice began to sing. The Pied Piper, the maestro of Hamlin, swung them all into a rhythmical spell. When he blew, root toot 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 toot, whoa, ho, 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 and the rhythm. Now when the Pied Piper wanted his dough, for jamming he was told by the mayor to scram. What the piper used a piper, the mayor didn't care. Better forget it, you'll never get it. So the Pied Piper, he marched into Hamlin, charmed the children as he led them around. When he blew, root toot 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 toot, he taught them swinging, now they go into town. Thank you.
along. I can't stay. My babe has done me wrong. I treat her kind, just like a queen. She shows her gratitude by being mean. I don't know, but I won't be here long.
Hot Lips Page. I always liked his singing a lot. He was out of Texas, and that great growl trumpet on that last side. Let's see, the first three were done for the Bluebird label. That last one, I Won't Be Here Long, was done for Decca in January of 1940. We started with Feeling High and Happy from April of 1938. Also from that same session were At Your Beck and Call. Then I had a record, The Pied Piper, from June of 1938. And I don't know that I've ever thought about this before, but I thought about it when I read the title. What is a Pied Piper? Well, when I went online, AI told me that Pied was short for like magpied. And the reason it relates to magpie, they have a mix of black and white feathers. And so what that would tell me, my guess would be that the Pied Piper was so poor that his outfit, his wardrobe, was not coordinated. It was sort of a ragged appearance. But that's what a Pied Piper is all about. We play Hot Lips Page on a regular basis. I really don't know any other blues show that does. And he was a great vocalist, pretty good trumpet player, but he died at a very young age. He died at the age of 46. So he was born in 1908, and I think he died in the early 50s, I think 54, if I'm not mistaken. That's Hot Lips Page here on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's a vocalist we don't get to very often, but we've got some good records by her. Her name is Midge Williams.
Hawking in the mail, such a high nine toe, Rosie the Redskin was an Indian who was keen on trucking and lending with sitting bulls. She was sitting pretty, oh, but she left him flat for the great big city. Pretty Rosie the Redskin, she's knocking him dead. Ever since she left the reservation, swing is going to her head. She took her papoose and went on the loose. When she gave the chief her resignation, she went out to raise the dues. All night swinging on her pins, wearing out her dancing moccasins. Then when she gets sleepy, she hits the hay in a Broadway tee. The old Rosie the Redskin, she's painting the town. Then she got a taste of syncopation. How you gonna hold her down? Thank you.
7th Avenue. She does the shuffle and the Cushman slide. Listen to her holler.
Rock, red,
rock. Oh, Rosie the Redskin, she's painting the town. Then she got a taste of syncopation. How you gonna hold her down?
Don't leave me alone, for I love only you. Get way back, snap your fingers, get over Sally, one and all. Grab your gal and don't you linger, do that slow drag round the hole. Do that depth of Texas Tommy drop, like you're sitting on a long ride, so that will show the dance hall walking the door. Get way back and snap your fingers, get over Sally, run and all. Grab your gal and don't you linger, do that slow drag round the hall. Do that step, Texas Tommy, not grab like sitting on a long ride slow. That for sure, the dance gonna walk you down.
That's vocalist Midge Williams, along with Billy Kyle and a lot of Charlie Shavers, Frankie Newton, those kind of guys, Pete Brown. These were all recordings from 1930, 37, and 38 on the Variety and the Vocalion label. First, Midge Williams and Rosie the Redskin. Everybody had to sing an Indian tune back during the swing era. Then Midge and Mama's Gone Goodbye from November of 1937. We had, what was the One Rose? Wait, here it is. One Rose That's Left in My Heart was the name of it from October 37. And we wrapped it up with Walking the Dog, the earliest one of the bunch, February of 1937. Again, her name is Midge Williams, and there's a CD under her name, on their Chronological Classics, which originally was issued in France and sold well over here. And there are still things available if you go online, go to Discogs. If you're looking for something old and out of print, that's generally where you can find it. Once again, it's Blues Before Sunrise, and the time we've got left, let's check out some Hep Harmony with the Five Red Caps.
Cats were swinging out, jitterbugs were jumping round, jumping round, jumping round. Jitterbugs were jumping round, and all they do is shout.
Everybody there was happy, and the music good and snappy. It's no wonder they were happy.
Jive was fine as wine. Mary had a
Finally got hip. Then she gave a dance-a-roo
to show off her new step.
Mary had a little gem.
What a chick was Mary.
Mary had a little gem.
Ha la 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 la, ha la 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 la.
Jitterbugs were jumping round.
Jump, jump, jumping with the jive, boy.
Jitterbugs were jumping round.
Tweet, 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 da da da.
Everybody there was happy, and the music good and snappy. It's no wonder they were happy. Jive was fine as wine.
Mary had a little jam, little jam, little jam. Mary had a little jam, knocked herself right out.
dancing makes my blood a tingle, makes me feel proud. Dancing always cures my very ill. When I hear a jazzy strain, my tootsies go insane. Must shake 'em. Dancing makes me want to mingle with any crowd. Like a jumping jack, I can't be still. I'm always glad when they strike up the band. That's the time my feet is for man. For I love dancing, I love dancing all the time. For it is so entrancing, so romancing, joy sublime. Every step and rhythm makes me step out and win. I gotta keep my rhythm cause I wanna keep it. I love dancing, I love dancing all the time. Every step and rhythm makes me step out and win. I gotta keep my rhythm cause I wanna keep singing all the time.
There's Josephine Baker, February 1927, piano duo Faye and Raggiati, a French couple on a French recording. I Love Dancing, Josephine Baker. We started the set with the Five Red Caps and Mary Had a Little Jam from April 1944. We heard Pete Johnson live performance December 1947, the Suwannee River Boogie, and that brought us around to Josephine Baker and I Love Dancing. It's Blues Before Sunrise. We're going to pause and identify the station. To take us up to station ID, let's call on Leo Parker and his baritone saxophone.
Thank you.